In 2006, 23-year-old Christopher Jones was convicted of robbing and murdering a mentally disabled man in Milwaukee. In appealing his conviction, Jones's attorney, with support from the International Innocence Network, asked the court to write new rules barring evidence that claims to link a bullet from a crime scene to a particular gun. The appeals court this week rejected that request and reaffirmed Jones's conviction on the basis of eyewitness accounts of the murder. But Keith Findlay of the Wisconsin Innocence Project says this case highlights the way forensic scientists often make claims that can't be supported.
The analyst went so far in this case as to testify that after examining the bullet in this case, that there is no other gun in the world that would have left the particular type of markings on that bullet. The problem with that is there's absolutely no scientific foundation for that assertion. There is no database that tells us the frequency with which particular striation patterns show on bullets.
Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen praised the court's ruling in this case for reinforcing the power of forensic science in determining both guilt and innocence. Findlay says what the court actually said was that under Wisconsin law, the appeals court is not allowed to write rules on the reliability of forensic science evidence. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.